Perdón.
We are going to take up an interesting topic from Srimad Bhagavatam. We are going to take up a portion from the first canto of Bhagavatam. So all the Pandavas, how did they leave their body in the final stage? What happened to them? Those moments are captured in this canto. Generally, what happens is in Srimad Bhagavatam, especially Bhagavata Saptaham, etc., they just tell the story and go away. The philosophical part is completely left untouched. Most of us, we know the story. It is all either from some drama or some serial, etc. How beautifully Vedavyasa Rishi has written this text. This beauty we are going to see now. Therefore, we are going to see it verse by verse. Okay, so shall we enter? So we are going to study chapter number 13 and 15 up to 15.
13 to 15, canto 1.
Canto 1. 13, 14, 15. Three chapters we are going to learn. Correct. 13, 14, 15. Right. Now the first verse onwards, we are going to see. Viduras Tirtha Yatrayam May I hope the message will not create interval, right? If my message is...
It went, but well, don't change it now, leave it. Don't plug it in, it's fine.
Otherwise, I'll give you 10 minutes, do whatever you want.
You want to plug it in now for the start?
आपको क्या करना है, इसको करना है, इसको करना है, कुछ भी कीजिए.
Battery is quite good. Just plug it in. It's the other one. But make sure it doesn't get lost.
That's what I think.
Can ask. We'll ask them.
No, that is okay. Will anybody call in this mobile phone?
No.
No.
No. It's on silent.
Okay.
It may be silent.
No worries. But
it's okay,
Sam.
Don't worry.
It's okay.
Ah.
It's not there.
Video
only
come
out.
Okay, came on, Swamiji.
Yeah, do not disturb. Lata is on there. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So Vidura, when the war was going on, he leaves the place. Where does he go? He goes for pilgrimage. So he goes to various centers of pilgrimage. And finally, in those places, what he said here is, Viduraha Tirtha Yatrayam Maitreya Atmana Gatim. So he went and met a great Rishi. And this Rishi's name was Maitreya Rishi. So then he asked a lot of questions about life. So many questions he put. All those things are there in other cantos, especially third canto onwards, you will find that. But as Maitreya Rishi started answering these questions, all the doubts of Vidura got cleared, and then he did not wait to get answers to the further questions. Because this is what happens in spirituality. In the beginning, we have so many questions. Then finally, what happens? You come to know that the questioner. So then what happens to the questions? Exactly like in the dream. When you come to know the dreamer himself doesn't exist, what happens to all the confusions, questions of the dream? Everything goes away. This is what happens. So the same thing happens in the case of Vidura also. Yavatah krutavan prasnan kshatta kausharavagratah jateka bhaktir govinde tebhyascho pararamah. As the devotion for God started increasing in the heart of Vidura, with that devotion, everything became clear. And he stopped asking further questions. And he did not even wait to get the answers of those questions which he had posted to Maitreya Rishi. Finally, he comes back. Where does he come back? He comes back to Hastinapura. So the war was over. And Kaurava, they were all killed, defeated, and now Pandavas were ruling the kingdom. Yudhishthira had become the king. Then what happened? When Vidura came to Hastinapura, what happened? Tam bandhumagatam drishtva dharma putras sahanujah dhritarashtro yuyutsascha Sutasharadvatav Pratha Gandhari Draupadi Brahman Subhadra Chottara Krupi Anyascha Jamayav Pando ज्ञातयस्तसुतास्त्रियः तं बन्धुम् आगतं दृष्ट्वा when they saw Vidura, when they saw Vidura after so many days, so many months maybe, all of them gathered. Who all gathered there? Dharmaputra. Who is Dharmaputra? Yudhishthira. Yes. Sahanujaha. Anujaha means younger brothers. So who are the younger brothers of Yudhishthira? Bhima, Arjuna, Nakula, Sahadeva, all of them. Dhritarashtra also came. Yuyutsu. Who is Yuyutsu? Have you heard of this person, Yuyutsu? He is a son born to Dhritarashtra in a Vaishya woman. He is not the son of Gandhari. And he is unique because during the war this announcement was made. If anyone would like to shift, you may do. Just before the war. So this Yuyutsu fought by the side of Pandavas against Kauravas. This was the person. Yuyutsu, the only son of Dhritarashtra, was not born to Gandhari. Yuyutsu. So he is the person who was not in favor of Kauravas. Also, after the war, he did not die in the war. He was there. And finally, he was made the king of, you know, a small region. He was with the side of Pandava. So, Yuyutsu, such a his name. So, Dhritarashtra, Yuyutsu, Sutaha, that is Sanjaya, Sharadvataha, that is Kripacharya, Pratha, who is Pratha? Kunti. Gandhari. Draupadi, who is Draupadi? Wife of Pandavas. Subhadra, who is Subhadra? Arjuna's wife. Uttara. Abhimanyu's wife. Abhimanyu is the son of Arjuna. And Krupi, who is Krupi? Kripacharya's sister, but Dronacharya's wife, and therefore mother of Ashwatthama. Correct, mother of Ashwatthama. So all of them gathered. They all loved him so much. They all loved Vidura so much. Such was the personality of Vidura. Pratyajagmuh praharshena pranam tanva ivagatam abhisangamya vidhivat parishvangabhivadanaihi mumuchuh prema bhashpaugham virahautkanthyakatarah rajatamarhayanchakre krutasana parigraham. All of them received Vidura with great love, reverence, respect. So it appeared as though when Vidura came, it was like life coming into the body. So in a dead body, all the sense organs, they are inactive. What happens when life comes to that body which is maybe lying in coma? Suddenly all the sense organs become active, isn't it? In the same way, when Vidura came, everybody was so happy, joyful, cheerful. They all came. And according to what relationship they had with Vidura, some of them prostrated to Vidura, some of them hugged Vidura, and all those kind of things. And they shed a lot of tears. And there was Viraha. Outkanthya kataraha, they were miserable because of the sorrow of separation. So that much love Vidura had. Remember, Vidura was just a son of a maid servant. But see the amount of love and respect he had in that royal palace. So everything depends on what our personality is, not who we are born to and all that. And what did Yudhishthira do? Raja tam arhayan chakri. He did the worship of Vidura. Vidura was made to sit on a very royal seat and he was worshipped. Krita asana parikram. Later on, tam bhuktavantam vishrantam asinam sukham asane. Prashrayavanato Raja Prahatesham Chashrunvatam. Afterwards, Vidura was well fed, Bhuktavantam, Vishrantam. He was allowed to take rest. And then, Asinam Sukham Asane. Then later on, Vidura came. He was made to sit in a very comfortable seat. And then, Yudhishthira. You see the term used. Prashrayavanato Raja. Yudhishthira, he was the king now, he was the emperor, but he was sitting at the feet of Vidura with all humility, with all obedience. You see the greatness of Yudhishthira. He never had any arrogance or pride that I am the emperor now. No, no. Prashrayavanato Raja. That very humble, very simple, that king. And he spoke these words so that, and everybody who had gathered there, everybody could listen to what Yudhishthira was speaking. What did he say? Now see the words of Yudhishthira.
Apismarathano yushmata pakshachaya samedhitan vipadganadvishagnadvi Vipadganadvishagnyagdi mochitayat samatraka.
O Father, do you remember how you used to protect us? So what is the comparison given? Pakshachaya samedhitan. Like the bird protecting her, what do you call it, chicks? Babies. How the bird used to protect under her wings. So I don't know whether you have seen this scene. In villages, etc., it's a very common scene. You know, especially when you have a hen and all that. So there will be this hen and she lays so many eggs and these eggs hatch and there are so many little babies coming out of it. As much as size of that egg only. Little ones. And now they will be always hovering around mother. So the mother will be eating. And that is the time when you will find these big birds like eagle, etc. They are waiting. And they would come and the right time they would just come down and take away the babies. So whenever such a danger mother sees, she makes a particular sound. And immediately hearing that sound, all the babies come to her. And under her huge wings, she protects those babies. This is how mother protects her kids. So there are different types of sounds she makes and that's how she communicates with these babies. So whenever she finds that there is some danger, immediately she makes a sound and spreads her wings. And all the babies come running and under her wings, they are protected. Now, Yudhishthira is giving that example. Oh, Father, do you remember how you have protected us in so many dangerous situations? Vipadganat, Vishad, Agnyadehe, so many dangers. So you'll find, if you know the story of Mahabharata, you will find this. So at a very young age itself, Pandavas lost their father, Pandu. So mother was also very young, Kunti. So with these five kids, she was really struggling. And there was this enmity. Dhritarashtra's children, Duryodhana, 100 of them. They did not like these people at all. Because they were a threat to their kingdom. So at a very young age, so that rivalry was there. So in one instance, Duryodhana poisons Bhima to kill him. So, on all those moments, it was Vidura who was always helping these Pandavas, helping Kunti Mata. He was always with them. Because these Pandavas were very righteous. They were very good. Very noble. Not that fighting, quarreling type. Whereas Kauravas were of different type. So Vidura was always with these Pandavas. Again, you know the story of that fire. Lakshagriha. House made of lakh was made. And all the Pandavas were made to stay there. And the whole house was burnt. It was Vidura who informed Pandavas that, you see, make an exit route because they are going to burn this house. So all those inner information was given by Vidura to the Pandavas. So actually speaking, there were very many instances where Vidura saved the life of Pandavas. So that is what Yudhishthira is saying. Oh Father, how many dangers you have saved us from. From fire, from poisoning. Again, when that that episode of, you know, that gambling was happening, Vidura again and again warned Yudhishthira, hey, don't go for this. This is not good for you. But Yudhishthira did not listen. He was also compelled by his certain vows. Anybody who challenges me, I will accept the challenge. He had taken that vow. So therefore, he was helpless. Anyway, but Vidura was always there. When again Draupadi was humiliated, again it was Vidura who stood up and said that this should never happen. Again, when they were sent to exile in the forest, it was Vidura who was always guiding them and consoling them, inspiring them, etc. So this is what Yudhishthira is saying. Oh Father, do you remember all that? How you have protected us from so many dangers. Before the war also, Vidura, there is a special portion in Mahabharata called Vidura Niti, where Vidura goes to Dhritarashtra and says, do you know what you are doing? Because of you, so many people are going to die. The war is going to happen. It's all because of your unhealthy attachment to your son. You have become blind, not only physically, but mentally also. So Vidura uses strong words against Dhritarashtra, but Dhritarashtra was not ready to listen. That is when Vidura decides, I am not going to stay here. Place where wise words have no value, it is better I go. I can't see the death of our dear and dear ones, our close family. So thus he goes for Tirthayatra. So now Yudhishthira is reminding, oh Father, do you remember all this?
Kaya vritya vartitam vaha charabhikshiti mandalam tirthani kshetra mokhyani sevitani habhutale bhavat vidha bhagavata tirtha bhuta swayam vibho tirthi kurvanti tirthani Swantasthena gada bhruta.
Oh Father, kaya vritya vartitam vaha. Now for so many months you have not been there with us. How did you support yourself? What are the various places of pilgrimage you have visited? We would like to know. How did you spend time? Because such a long gap, we never met each other. What all did you do? Where all did you go? It was a beautiful statement made by Yudhishthira. Bhavadvidha bhagavataha tirtha bhutaha. You are an embodiment of holiness. Swayam tirtha bhuta. You are yourself an embodiment of holiness. Therefore, tirthi kurvanti tirthani. Very famous statement from Bhagavata. People like you, wherever it is, in fact, people like you who sanctify the holy places. The holy places by themselves, they are not holy. People like you, the holy saints, they are the ones who go and sanctify the place. Tirthi kurvanti tirthani swantasthena gadabhrita. Oh Father, you, wherever you go, that place becomes a tirtha kshetra, a sacred place, because you are carrying the Lord in your heart. You see, swantasthena gadabhrita. And it is a fact also. What gives sacredness to a sacred place? See, even before, what you call, Ramana Maharshi was born, Tiruvannamalai was there. Correct? But that place became a Tirtha Kshetra because of them. In the same way, Dakshineshwar, even before Ramakrishna Paramahamsa was born, place was there. But that place became a holy place, a Tirtha Kshetra, only after a Mahatma's presence. In the same way, Siddhavadi, Uttarakashi, all these places. So it is very true. Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani. It is the noble, sacred, holy people who sanctify the place. Oh, Father, you are so near to God. You are carrying God in your heart. You are in tune with that God, in communion with that God. Therefore, people like you, you go around to these Tirtha Kshetras only to sanctify those places. Those places become sacred because of you. Now, what is the question?
Apinasurudastata bandhava krishna devata drishtashrutava yadavah swapuryam sukhamasate.
Now that you have gone to so many places, how are our friends, Yadavas, for whom Krishna Devataha, for whom Bhagwan Krishna is their God? How are they in Dwaraka, etc.? You must have gone to Dwaraka. Have you seen them? Have you heard anything about them? Are they happy? All these questions. Then, now Vidura answers.
Ityukto dharma rajena sarvam tat samavarnayat yathanubhutam kramashah vinayadukulakshayam.
And now Vidura answered all those questions, but the one thing he kept, he did not say. And what is that? Vinayadukulakshayam. So by then, all these Yadavas had fought with themselves, killed. So I'm sure you know the story. You see, what happened was after this war and all that, these Yadavas became very proud. This is what happens. When there is a lot of money, when there is a lot of power, no enemy, many times the enemy keeps us together. Enemy keeps us together. The moment there is no enemy, we start becoming inimical to each other. So these Yadavas literally became proud, arrogant, because they have money, they have power. So one day what happened, all these some youngsters, they saw these rishis going, Naraji, and who else was there, Vishwamitra was there. Bhrigu Rishi was there, Kanva Rishi was there, so many Rishis were going. So they thought we'll play a prank upon them. So all these youngsters, they dressed Samba. Who is Samba? Son of Krishna, all son grandsons of Krishna only. This Samba was decorated as a beautiful woman, young woman, a pregnant woman. And then all of them went to this Rishi and said, "Oh Rishi, this young lady is going to give birth to a baby. Please tell us whether it will be a boy or a girl." Rishis, Trikala Darshis there. They said, "Yeah, this fellow will give birth to a iron pistol or iron club. And that club will destroy the entire Yadavaris." They just cursed them. And literally Samba had to deliver. The power of the curse was such that iron club started growing in his womb and he delivered. And after delivery, they found this iron, you know that pistol you hit it and pound rice. Musala it is called. More musala sometimes.
Musala.
Musala. So, so that iron rod came out of his stomach and they thought, my God, these rishis have cursed, so what to do? So they powdered it and then threw it in the ocean. And they thought, now this cannot do anything. But it is said the ocean waves carried these iron particles, and these particles became instrumental in growing the reed by the side of ocean or some river or something near Prabhasa Kshetra. And this reed was carrying this iron particle. Later, in that Prabhasa, all these Yadavas gathered after some big function. They were drunk and some quarrel happened and there was fight and they all fought with each other with the reed which was growing by the shore. Those reeds, it is said, it became what you call iron rods, club, gada, and they started fighting with each other and everybody, all the children, grandchildren, Satyaki, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. Pradyumna is the son of Krishna. Pradyumna's son is Aniruddha. All of them were there. Even the Samba was there. All of them fought with each other, killed themselves. But of course, it happened by the will of the Lord only. Bhagavan said, I have destroyed all these wicked people. Now Yadavas have become wicked. I have to destroy them also before I leave the body. So, by the will of the Lord only, Yadavas also fought with each other and killed themselves. Now, this had already happened. And Vidura knew it. But Vidura did not tell it. Why he did not tell?
Nanva priyam durvishaham nrunam swayam upasthitam na vedayat sakarunaha dukhitan drashtumakshamaha.
This was a very unpleasant news. And anyway, Pandavas will know it. They will come to know. Why I should break that news? And also, I will not be able to see the sorrow which they will go through if I tell this. So therefore, deliberately Vidura did not give this news. What happened?
Kanchit kalamathavasid satprato devavat sukham bhratur jeshthasya shreyaskrita sarvesham pritimavaham. Kanchit kalam atha avatsi.
For some days, Vidura stayed there. Satkrutaha. So everybody was serving him. How devavat sukham. He was treated like a devata. So much of love, reverence. Everybody loved him, see. But he had come for a purpose. Bhratur Jeshtasya Shreyaskrata. So he stayed there for some days, receiving all that love and respect and all that. For some days he stayed. Now, this Vidura story, who is this Vidura? So the next verse is connected to his past birth.
Avibhradarya madandam yatavad abhakarishu yavaddhara shudratvam.
So this Vidura was none other than Lord Yamaraj, who was cursed by a particular rishi called Mandavya Rishi. So what is the story? The story goes this way. So one day this Mandavya Rishi was doing penance. He was meditating in his ashrama. So at that time some thieves came running. And they had the loot. They had looted something. I think king's treasury they had looted. And now the soldiers were behind them. So they were running and they came to this ashrama. And what did they do? Whatever loot was there, they put it inside the hut of the sage. Now the sage was in meditation. He was with closed eyes. He did not know what was happening. These thieves, all the stolen goods, they put it in the hut and then ran it. After some time, the soldiers came. So they found that this Rishi is meditating. So they were searching everywhere. They searched the hut of this Rishi also. And in that hut, they found all these goods. So they assumed that definitely this sage must have stolen. Now he is pretending to be meditating. So they caught hold of him, brought this Rishi. He's a great Rishi, Mandavya Rishi. Mandavya Rishi was brought in front of the king, and the king punished Mandavya Rishi by piercing him on a spear. Shula, it is called. You know that spear? So you poke that body from the center and allow that person to die in that spear itself. A very terrible punishment it is. So this Mandavya Rishi was lying there on the spear. The spear piercing his abdomen. Generally, after 2-3 days, the person dies. But this Rishi was not dying. Months together he was there. Very much alive, conscious. Then this king understood that this is not an ordinary person. Immediately he went, removed that spear, bowed down to him and said, "We are really sorry." So then Mandavya Rishi said, "No. What you did was right. Means from your standpoint, we can understand. But then this Rishi was so great, he went to Yamaraj. Yamaraj, he went and said, how did you give me this punishment? How did you give this punishment to me? Because you are the one who is deciding who should get what result. So Yamaraj said, in your childhood days, you used to catch insects and then poke it with grass and all that, you know, that sharp thing when you were young. So that is why that karma phala is coming here. So then this Rishi said, see, in my childhood days, any child doesn't have ego. Kartrutva, bhoktrutva, bhava, sense of doership is not there. So therefore, how can that be called karma? Action is action only when there is sense of doership. I am the doer. That feeling is there. In small children, that is not there. So whatever they do, there is no sense of doership. Therefore, that cannot be called as a karma. So therefore, since you have made this mistake, so I curse you that you be born as a son of a Shudra, low caste. And you also go through suffering of humiliation, etc. For 100 years, you will remain on earth, suffering, humiliation, etc. So that is why this Yamaraj was born as Vidura. So this is the story. Now when Vidura comes here, somebody has to take care of that department. Yamaloka, who will take care? So that is what is said here. Abhibhrat Aryama. So Aryama was taking care when Vidura was here. Upon earth. Aryama was taking care of that particular department, giving punishment to the criminals and, you know, the dead people, etc. Okay. Then what happened?
Yudhishthiro labdha rajyah drishtva pautram kulandharam bhraprabhir lokapala bhai mumude parayashriya.
Now the condition of Yudhishthira. Yudhishthira was very happy. Now the war is over. He is the king. And he was ruling the kingdom beautifully well. It is said that Yudhishthira ruled the kingdom. And the kingdom was like Ramaraj. Everything was perfect because the king himself was very righteous. So his rule was also righteous. When he was ruling, nobody had any disease. Seasons used to come properly. So these are all the indications of a good ruler. Rains would come properly. Seasons would change properly. There was prosperity everywhere. Plenty everywhere. No problem at all. Everybody was happy. And Yudhishthira was also happy because Drushtva Pautram, he saw his grandson. Who is his grandson?
Parikshit.
Parikshit. So Parikshit was born. And you will find that, you know, the whole thing was written, his Kundali was written, his horoscope. And all these astrologers said that he is an embodiment of all virtues. So any king becomes happy because at least there is a somebody who can continue the lineage. So Yudhishthira was very happy that yes, somebody is born in our line who can take forward this kingdom. is very happy. And Bhratrubhihi Lokapalabhihi Mumude Parayashriya. The country was very prosperous. All the brothers were absolutely obedient to him. So everything was going fine in that country. Now see what is written.
Evam griheshu sattanam pramattanam tadihaya atyakramada vijnatah kalas paramadustarah.
In this way, many years passed unnoticed. Especially when we are very happy, time just flies.
Time goes fast.
When you are miserable, time just doesn't move. So now Yudhishthira was also like that. Everybody was. Griheshu sattanam pramattanam tat ihaya. People who are completely entangled in worldly responsibilities. And thus, pramattanam, becoming careless. We tend to become careless, non-serious, with respect to what is the purpose for which we have come to this world. What is the purpose for which we have come to this world? To settle in this world? We have come to this world to gain that highest knowledge and get liberated. That particular thing becomes completely forgotten. Because we are busy taking care of these family responsibilities and this and that with family members. We are so busy that we completely forget the purpose for which we come to this world. Griheshu sattanam pramattanam. There was only one person who was absolutely alert. Among all, who was he? Vidura. You see?
Vidurastadabhipretya dhritarashtramabhashata rajan nirgamyatam shigram.
Vidura, he understood that time has come for everyone to depart from this world. That's why he said, Kalaha Paramadustaraha. Nobody can cross over time. Time is the final. When the time comes, everybody has to exit from this world. Paramadustaraha. Even the avatars have to exit. So, time is ultimate. Now, Vidura, he knew that the time has come for everyone. Paramadustara. And therefore, one day he approached Dhritarashtra and spoke these words. What did he say? Rajan, nirgamyatam shigram. Quickly come out of this palace. Pashyedam bhayamagatam. That time which we are all fearing, that time has come.
Pratikriyanayasyeha kutaschit karhichit prabhu saeva bhagavan kalaha sarvesham nasamagataha.
That time has come for which there is absolutely no remedy. Pratikriya is not there. Anywhere, at any time. That Bhagavan Kalaha Sarvesham Samagata. That time, Bhagavan Kalaha, that time has come.
Yena chaiva bhipannoyam prane priyatamairapi janasadyo viyujeta.
When that time comes, when the time of death comes, the one thing which is extremely dear to us, what is that? Our own life breath. That life breath also gets separated from us. Then what to talk of other things like wealth and house and power, position, relative, body. Everything we have to leave. now nothing was happening to Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra was unaffected. Now see the greatness of Vidura. He ensures that I have to use such words against him so that I will awaken him. The next verse. Now, the few verses are very, very strong. Just to wake him up from his what you call sleep of tamas.
Pitru bhratra struhrat putra hataste vigatam vayah atma cha jaraya grastah paragiham upasase.
Oh brother, do you know your condition? Everybody is dead. Pitru, your fathers, bratra, brothers, suhrut, well-wishers, relatives, putraha, all your children. So by now, all of them were dead. Kauravas, 100 children. Hataha, and what is your condition? Vigatam vayaha, you have already advanced in age. Atmacha jaraya grastaha, you are caught by this old age. The body is decaying and dying. And what is your condition? Parageham upasasa. You are staying in somebody's house. It is not your own house also. Because of their mercy, they are allowing you to stay in their house.
Aho mahiyasi chanto jivitashayatha bhavan bhima pavarjitam pindam adatte grihapalavat.
Aho mahiyasi jantoho jivitasha. What a strange thing. So much we crave to live in this world that even when the body is decaying, dying and all that, we don't want to die. We don't want to leave that body. Strange. Nobody wants to die. That is the kind of craving to live in this world. And what is your condition now? Bhima apavarjitam pindam. Your condition is like grihapalavat. Who is a grihapala? Dog. In those times, dogs were used to guard the house. Dogs were not used to, you know, emotional support. That concept itself was not there because they were getting enough emotional support from the joint family. Somebody or the other is there. All these nuclear families and nuclear problems also. Grihapala. Grihapala means what? Dog. So always the dog would be outside only. Dog will never be inside house. Outside it will be tied there. And then the job of the dog is to bark when somebody comes. To warn us that somebody has come. And then what do? There is one plate. An old plate will be there. Some steel plate. You put some rice there or whatever. So now what is being said? Vidura tells Dhritarashtra, your condition is like that of a dog. And you are just eating bhima apavarjitam. Bhima throws one rice ball to you and you eat it. Very strong words. Huh? Meaning, you see, dog doesn't care how the food is given. Whether it is given with respect or with love. He just eats. It doesn't have the sensitivity. Only the physical need is taken care of. Emotional need, intellectual, nothing to it. If it is there, he eats it. How it is given? No. In the same way. Without any respect that Bhima. Remember, Bhima just doesn't like Dhritarashtra. All the others, they were well behaved. But this Bhima, he never used to like because all through this Dhritarashtra's, what you call that, his extreme attachment for his son, many times these people had to pay the price. And Bhima is one such person who would just publicly say whatever is there in his heart. So that was Bhima. And remember that story? When everybody came to get a hug from Dhritarashtra,
The moment Bhima came, Dhritarashtra. So actually, Bhagavan Krishna knew this, that his anger is because Bhima was the person who killed all the 100 children of Dhritarashtra. So that much of anger, revenge, bitterness was there. So when Bhima's turn comes, Krishna gives him an iron statue. And look at the power of this old man. He just crushed it, that iron thing, into powder. So they never had a good wavelength match. So that is why that name is said. That Bhima, he throws rice ball and you eat it like a dog there. Again, you see, when do you give rice ball? Pindam, it is called. Pindadanam. It is always with respect to dead meat. Meaning, you are living here as a dead person only. So it is said in scriptures, where you are not respected, if you are staying there, where you are not loved and respected, then it is like dead body. So literally, they are treating you like a dead body only. Respect nothing, and still you are hanging on to this house, to this body. What a shame. And still you are not feeling anything. Agniranda srishto dattascha garodarascha dushitaha krutam kshetram dhanam yesham tattairasubhih priyat. What all things, what all atrocities you have done to these Pandavas. Agnir nisrishtaha, you have burned, tried to burn them and kill them. Dattascha garaha, you poisoned, you tried to poison them and kill them. Dharascha dushitaha, you dishonored their wife. Kritam kshetram, you took away their land, their wealth. What is the use of living at their mercy? Tasya pitava dehoyam krupanasya jijivishoho parityanichato jirnah jarayavasasi iva. And now your condition is so pitiable. You still want to hang on to this body. Even if you try to hang on to this body will decay and die. You can't stop it. Just like a cloth. The cloth becomes old and finally it gets torn. You can't stop it. So therefore, even if you want it, you will have to leave this body. And now, Dhritarashtra was in a mood to listen. All these strong words had miraculous effect upon Dhritarashtra. Now he's in a listening mode. Now Vidura is giving some advice. What he must do in the future? What he must do?
Gata swarthamimam deham virato mukta bandhanah avijnata gati jahya savaidhira udahrutah.
Such a person is indeed wise. Who is wise? The one who thinks about his own welfare, his own liberation. What he should do? The one, so virakta, number one. Viraktaha means being dispassionate. Mukta bandhanaha, being free from all kinds of bondage. Avijnata gatihi, he must leave the house without even telling anybody. And then this deham jahyat, he must abandon his body. Because gata swartham imam deham, this body has no more use. So what is being said here is this. A person, a wise person, must give up his attachment to this body and must attach to the self in him, the consciousness in him. Because in this body, the only thing which is imperishable is consciousness.
You hold on to the perishable body, you get what is perishable. And that perishable thing will anyway leave you. You hold on to the imperishable thing, that imperishable thing, once you get it, will be ever with you. What are you holding on to? Are you holding on to the perishable, everything will go away. Are you holding on to the imperishable, it will remain with you. So what should the wise people do? Even when we are living in this perishable body, turn your attention to the imperishable self. This is wisdom. This is what we have to do. Whatever you pay attention to, you will get. This is the law of this life. You pay attention to the perishable thing, you will get perishable, but that will perish and you will not get it. You pay attention to the imperishable, then you will get that. So therefore, wise person, what he should do? Give up everything else, especially the last final moments of this life's journey. Cut off from everything perishable, develop dispassion for everything, and then turn the attention towards God, turn attention towards the Supreme Self. Yes, svakat parato veha jata nirveda atmavan hridikritva harim geha prabrajet sanarottamaha. Such a person is narottamaha, the best among men, the wisest among men, who, the one who gives up the body, holding on to the Lord of his heart. Hold on to the Lord of the heart and then give up home. Leave everything. Let this alone be the ultimate goal of life, the most important thing to be done in life. Others will unnecessarily create trouble. Go away from house. Then all alone you are. Body will have to drop. And constantly meditate upon God. Then finally you will get it. This is what the wise person is doing. Develop dispassion, give up everything, focus upon God, gain God, drop the body. This is wisdom. Now what has to be done? Where should we go? Don't worry, I will tell you where to go.
Atho dichim disham yato svairajnata gatir bhavan itorva prayashah kalah pumsam guna vikarshanah.
From now on, Atha udichim disham yatu. Go towards the northern direction. What is there in northern direction? This is Hastinapura, Delhi. From Delhi, northward you go. Where will you reach?
Himalayas.
Udichim disham yatu. Go towards the northern region. Swaihi ajnyatagatihi. Don't tell anybody where you are going. Just leave the house. Otherwise, they will come behind you and make all arrangements. And again, you are distracted. Don't tell anybody, leave the house. And now Vidura says something. Itorva prashakal, from now on, the times are also not going to be good. What is the time which is going to come now? Kali Yuga. Guna vikarshana. From now on, Kali Yuga is going to come. And in this Kali Yuga, you will find steady decline of the virtues in men. There is a decline of character. There is a decline of virtues. Vidura could see all this. You see? So therefore, it is far better give up your home. There is nothing in home. Leave. So what was the effect on Dhritarashtra upon these words? Did anything happen or you were still sitting like a buffalo there? Oh. You know, sometimes the tamas is so much that you go, oh, okay, no. You see the effect of Dhritarashtra.
Evam raja vidurena anujena prajna chakshur bodhita ajamidha chitva sveshu sneha pashandradimnaha nishchakrama bhratra sandarshita dhva.
When Vidura spoke this word, this blind Dhritarashtra, it really touched his heart. And thus, he made up his mind
to cut off all attachments to his relatives, and he decided to walk the path shown by his brother. What happened?
Patim prayantam subalasya putri pativrata chanu jagama sadvi himalayam nyastadanda praharsham manasvinami vasatsam praharah.
When Dhritarashtra decided to go, his wife, who is his wife?
Gandhari.
Gandhari, Subalasya putri. Gandhari is the daughter of Subala, King Subala. She said, I am also coming. Pativrata, sadhvi. See the terms used for her. Whatever you may say, Gandhari's tapas is great. She said, if my husband is blind, I will also court blindness. I will tie that, what do you call that, band on my eyes, and then whatever my husband experiences, I will also experience. He is experiencing darkness, fine. From now on, my world is also a world of darkness. What a great tapas. Remember, the greatest distraction, which sense organ distracts us the maximum? The greatest attraction is presented to the organ of seeing. Then comes organ of hearing. Now this lady said, no, from now on I am not going to see anything. It's a great tapas. And that is why she has tremendous amount of energy. Whenever sense organs are controlled, the energy is conserved. Then, that is why Gandhari, actually Gandhari cursed Krishna. That just like you killed all my sons, your race, the Vamsha also destroyed. It was one of Gandhari's curse was there. Also, see the power of Gandhari. Just when everything was over, when Duryodhana was to go for that duel battle with Bhima, he said, come and meet me. Come and meet me completely naked. That was the one time when Gandhari opened her eye band. So that is when Krishna came in between. He said, Duryodhana, what are you doing? You're going in front of your mother. That is okay. Completely naked. At least cover that area. That loin area, at least you cover. Show some decency. And this fellow trusted him. And that becomes the cause of his death actually. That was not there, Duryodhana would have become invincible. Now just imagine the power of Gandhari. Just one look and the whole body of Duryodhana became like diamond. Very, very strong. So these are all the, what do you call, tapashakti, power of austerity. She lived a pure life, completely dedicated in serving her husband. So therefore she said, I am also. Dhritarashtra, okay then, you also come. Himalayam nyastadanda praharsham. Then all the three of them, who are the three now? Vidura, Dhritarashtra and Gandhari. All the three, they left home, left the palace without telling anyone, towards Himalayas. And what is that Himalaya? Nyastadanda praharsham, which gives joy to the renunciates. Just like a big battle gives joy to the warriors, in the same way, Himalaya is a place which gives joy to the sannyasis, the renunciates. They started walking towards that action.
Ajata shatru krita maitro hutagni vipranatvati lago bhumi rukmehi griham pravishto guru vandanaya na chapashyat pitarau saubalimcha.
Ajata shatru, who is ajata shatru?
Huh?
Who is that? The one without any enemy. Ajata means nobody is born. The one for whom no enemies are even born. Ajata Shatru. That name can be given only to one person. Who is he?
Yudhishthira.
See, such was the greatness of Yudhishthira. And see what he has done.
what he does every day as an emperor. Krita Maitra. Who is Maitra? Mitra means sun god. So all those rituals, the prayers, the meditation on sun god, that is called as Krita Maitra. So he must be doing Sandhya Vandanam, Gayatri Japa he must be doing, Agnihotra, all these things he is doing. Uta Agni. So morning prayer. So see, morning times are always, how much ever he is the emperor, he can say that, oh, I don't have time, I'm so busy. Morning time is only for prayers. You see, Krita Maitra, Huta Agni. So they are supposed to do Agnihotra. Agni means fire is God. So worshipping God in the form of fire. After all that, and after that, what has to be done? Vipra Natrua Tila Go Bhumi Rukmi. He bow down to Brahmanas, holy men, every day, and give some dakshina. What is given in dakshina? Tila, the cereals. Go, cows. Bhumi, land. Rukmehi, gold. So after giving all this as dakshina, as offering to holy men, after his worship, so the first thing he would do is come to Dhritarashtra's palace, bow down to Dhritarashtra and Gandhari, get their blessing, and then go to his palace. This was the daily routine. Now, this is something amazing. Here is a person who is the cause of all your sorrow and misery. But you see, Dhritarashtra's heart, what a pure heart. No bitterness at all. He would go. I mean, Yudhishthira's heart. Yudhishthira every day would go, bow down and get blessing. This Yudhishthira is an amazing character. Even when the war was happening, you know, the first day, just before the arrows were going to be shot, you know what this Yudhishthira did? Suddenly, everybody was confused. He just removed his crown, everything, kept all that arrow, sword, everything, kept it and started walking directly across Kaurava. Everybody was stunned. What is this man doing? Everybody was worried also. Will he surrender everything? No war, you win, you take it. Everybody was tensed up. He just did not ask anyone. He just started walking straight across to the other side. Then he bowed down to his teachers. He went there. Bhishma Pitama, he bowed down. Please bless us. You see, not even a trace of bitterness. Then he bowed down to Dronacharya. Then he bowed down to Kripacharya. All of them blessed him. Vijayi Bhava. In fact, they said, if you had not come, we would have killed you. But now... that little bitterness or rivalry, everything gone. That was Yudhishthira. Amazing character. You see? Ajatashatru. So Yudhishthira. So every day he used to do this. So early morning, after all his prayers and offerings and everything, he comes to the palace. Then what does he find? Griham Pravishta Guru Vandanaya. To bow down to his guru, the elders, the teachers. Achapashyat Pitaro Saubalimcha. You see how beautifully Vedavyasa Rishi is incorporating the values of life. You see, in our tradition also it is there. The first, as the day begins, what we have to do as children, when you see parents, bow down to them. All that thing, where is it coming from? These scriptures. So how beautifully these things are incorporated so that whoever reads it, they start practicing it. Okay. Then, Nacha Pashyat Pitarau. So he came to prostrate in front of Dhritarashtra and Gandhari. They were not seen. But he feel, oh, thank God, all of them left. I know. Tatra Sanjayam Asinam Paprachodvignamanasah Galvalgane Kvanastatah Vriddho Hinascha Netrayoh
अम्बाचहत पुत्रार्ता पितृव्यः क्व गतस्सुहृत् अपि मय्यकृतप्रज्ञेहतबन्धुः स भार्यया आशंसमानः शमलं गङ्गायां दुःखितोपतत्.
So he came to the palace and he did not find them. So who was sitting there? Sanjaya was sitting there. Who is Sanjaya? The charioteer of Dhritarashtra. So he was always there with Dhritarashtra because Dhritarashtra is blind. He will need somebody. So Sanjaya was there. So seeing Sanjaya, paprachha udvigna manasa, he was tensed, worried. What happened to my father? Where has he gone? Galvalgane, Gavalgane, Kwanaha Tataha. Where is our father? Vriddhaha, Yinascha Netrayo. He is old and he can't see also. Where has he gone? And our mother, Amba, Hataputrartha, she is extremely sorrowful already because all her children are dead. Where have they gone? Now see the way Yudhishthira is thinking. Api mai akrata pratni. I am such an immature, foolish person. I must have spoken some words, some harsh words, because of which they would have felt hurt. I must have done something wrong. It was my responsibility to see that they are happy, cheerful, joyful. I must have done something wrong because of which they would have felt hurt and then they might have plunged in Ganga, jumped into Ganga and finished their life. I don't know all this. You see the way Yudhishthira is thinking. I must have done something wrong. Now this is again the greatness of Yudhishthira. Instead of saying those people know what all things they have done, even then we are giving them shelter. He is thinking in this way. Did I speak something wrong? Did I hurt their feeling? Did I do something unknowingly? Elderly people, already they are full of suffering. I would have created more suffering for them. Did I do something like that? This is the way Yudhishthira was thinking. You see, this is a great virtue. Whenever something goes wrong, this person is finding fault with himself. What is our attitude? Find fault with others. Who is wrong because of which I am suffering?
Pitaryuparate Pandav Sarvanna Surudashishun Arakshatam Vyasanatah Pitruvyo Kodatavitah.
When we were small, they were the ones who protected us, took care of us. You see, this is what he is remembering. Our father was not there, our mother was so young, but they were the ones who really took care of us. Where have they gone? And then what did Sanjaya say? I think that we'll see tomorrow. Tomorrow's session is very interesting. Yudhishthira is extremely miserable. So tomorrow we'll continue from 7. So all these things, just set it up 15 minutes early. Okay.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah, Sarve Santu Niramaya, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Asatoma Sadgamaya, Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya, Pratyorma Amritamgamaya, Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate, Purnasya Purnamadhaya, Purnameva Vashishyate, Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi, Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.